Phoneboy Speaks, episode 953, The Virtual Company. I have to think that the concept of a virtual company is not new by this point. There was an article in Fast Company about Todoist, which I guess is popular. I've never used whatever it is, but I guess it's some app that people really like that manage your to-do list or whatever. But the idea of, for me, working virtually is not new. I've pretty much spent my entire career working virtually for companies large and small, and the technology allows for that now. But I was just kind of thinking about, you know, what kinds of companies can be virtual. And I assume that companies that work on something that doesn't have a physical product involved could very well be virtual. So software companies could very well be virtual. But the collaboration tools have gotten a whole lot better. But let's face it, there's still nothing quite like pressing the flesh, being face-to-face. That's why I log as many miles as I do, because that's the best way to meet customers is face-to-face. But at times I talk to customers over the phone. That goes with the territory. But definitely, you can be virtual, right? In many ways. I mean, teams are virtual, certainly, in companies. The team that I work for, I mean, my boss is in New York and two of the guys are in Israel. Virtual team, therefore. But I've worked virtually for many years, so it's not a huge deal. But there's challenges with that. The technology's gotten better, and there's WebEx has certainly helped, and webcams and stuff. And again, there's lots of things you can do to potentially work virtually. But, you know, I don't think you'll see something like Amazon being virtual anytime soon. Although, of course, Amazon sells Amazon Web Services, which actually allows for a lot of other companies to be virtual. But, you know, the management of said, the physical management of said hardware or the shipping of stuff from a warehouse, that still requires people to come to a specific place to actually do that. And I don't suspect the grocery store will be virtual anytime soon, right? At some point, somebody has to, you have to pick up a product, right? And whether, again, it could be delivered to you, I suppose. I mean, there's certainly been many instances of that. I think you've been able to order from, at least in this area, you've been able to order from Safeway for years and have them show up at your door. But I still like to be able to go into the grocery store and pick up the stuff. I don't necessarily trust somebody else to pick out my fruit for me. Little things like that. And again, there's just where physical goods are involved. I think at some point, right, there has to be some place where people gather together. And I think even for collaboration, as good as the tools are getting, I'm not saying it's impossible to do, right? Because clearly companies are doing it and some are being very successful at it. But I still think that there is value in getting together. And I'm not saying that people can or can't get together or whatever, but, or do these things. They're just not very common. And I don't know that they're going to necessarily get more common. I mean, the technology is getting about as good as it's going to get, I think, to enable sort of remote collaboration and connectivity or that kind of stuff. I've seen enough of these systems over the years that they're all not that dissimilar. Maybe the technology's gotten better or something, but anyway, it's great that companies are succeeding in doing that. There are just certain kinds of companies that won't be virtual. There are certain kinds of employees that won't be virtual ever. So while it's great that we're trying to get to that point, and there are significant cost savings for doing it, and there are, think about the amount of time I don't spend driving to Seattle every day. That's at least a couple hours, sometimes a lot more than that. I mean, I've tried to go up during rush hour, which, forget it, right? Just not something I want to do. So there's clear benefits to being virtual, but again, not everybody can do it. Not every job can do it. Not every person can do it. So I think it's always going to be, I hate to say it, it's going to always be kind of a niche, I think. I don't know that it's going to be something that's as commonplace. There's a lot of things going against it. I'm not saying you shouldn't try it or that it's going to be an abject failure, but just it's, I don't think it's going to take over the workplace anytime soon. And I think the number of instances of virtual companies is probably going to stick to much smaller organizations and you're not going to see big organizations be completely virtual. I just don't think that's going to happen. I mean, maybe I'm wrong though.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.